up, everyone?
Nothing much. How you
feeling, Mike?
Oh, getting better. I can finally talk. So that's a good sign.
It's been going around. Everybody I've talked to has been sick.
Jeez. I mean, we went out to eat Sunday, and I pointed at the menu item I wanted.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, luckily, our server's semi-red lips. So, anyway, getting better. We'll do a slightly different format tonight. So, I'm going to give it a couple minutes, let people chime in. Who's on, Brian? I heard Gary.
Hey, Mike, it's Andrew.
Hey, Andrew.
So, did that make sense, the email you sent earlier?
Yeah. Yeah, Brian, did that help? Because I told Brian, Andrew, that I was going to ping you quick.
Yeah, no, and Andrew, much appreciated. It made perfect sense to me. I forwarded it over to that bird dog, and she is in the process of re-sending, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, that's cool. Now, if you want to see the actual picture that she took, have her also, in addition to that, just send an end message to you directly on HomeSnap. You guys should be friends. So that way you can get the best of both worlds. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Because you want the lead going to FreedomSoft, and you also want to see the live pictures. So that's the best way that I found to do it.
Bam. Yeah, I'm glad that a couple of you have both phones, or at least the Android, so we can get that figured out. So, hey, everybody, welcome.
Yeah,
if you're just chiming in. I'm going to break this up into three different segments tonight. So I'm going to give it a few minutes. We'll let a few more people chime in here and... Who else has jumped in? I've got Brian, Andrew, and Gary.
Chad.
Who else? That always happens.
Chad,
what's up?
Yep.
Who else?
Tom.
Mark.
Tom. Mark. Who else?
Olivia.
Hey, Olivia.
Hey there.
Okay. Yeah, I hope everybody's having a good day. Thanks for the short notice change of plans there. I try not to move office hours, but I literally had no voice yesterday. So, anyway, that would have been challenging, to say the least. Challenging.
Are you feeling better now?
Yeah, getting there.
Yeah.
I should know to not, when I come down with that cold and the little sore throat, I should know to not go to our niece's basketball games and scream at the team.
Oh, man, yeah, I'm sure that did help.
I paid the price. Yeah, I paid the price for it. Anyway, my wife won all the arguments on Sunday, so it worked out good for her. Well, anyway, she's happy. So, yeah, here's what I want to do. I want to break this up into three different segments. So we've got a group that are, you know, talking to sellers, making outbound phone calls, negotiating deals, and kind of work in that stage. We've got another group, I'll break this up into three chunks, that are working on gathering their 250 vacant house leads. And then we've got a group that's, you know, working on market selection, maybe a little deal evaluation type stuff. So I want to kick this off. I've got a couple things that I want to make note of and kind of input on the talking to sellers group. And then what I'll do is let's get any questions and kind of updates with the group that's talking to sellers. We'll start there, and then we'll go to the group that's working on leads, and then we'll go to the group that's working on market selection. So, and that, I think that's still a fairly small group. There may be a couple that haven't picked the city yet. So, anyway, talking to sellers. So, coming off the training on Thursday, I didn't see the name because Rob was running it. Who just jumped in there?
John.
Hey, John.
Hey.
So, yeah, John, I'm going to break tonight up into three different segments here, so it'll make sense in a minute. But, yeah, coming off Thursday, we got quite a few replies that whole terms thing, a lot of it was just kind of over your head. So I want everybody to sit tight on that. That's fine, okay? That was fairly complicated, some of that stuff, you know, how you can put different deals together. So here's what I want you to get out of it. Make a cash offer first. All right, because that's fairly simple, right? Run a formula. You know, the most common one out there is, you know, like ARV minus fix-up cost times 65%, whatever the case. Run a quick ballpark formula when you're talking to your sellers and get an offer on the table. Make a cash offer first. They're either going to say, yeah, I think we can get, you know, that to work or something close to work, or they're going to say, no, that doesn't work. excuse me, in the event that they say no, don't feel like you have to put a terms offer together right there in your head on the spot, all right? So here's what I want you to do. You have access to our coaching email. So if they're not going to take a cash offer, and that's just a dead duck, right, continue to dig in a little bit. Okay, a cash offer doesn't work, Mr. or Mrs. Seller. What are you trying to get out of this deal, right? In your mind, what makes this deal work? Because we can, right, you can say that I frequently make terms offers as well if the cash offer price doesn't work. So dig in a little deeper and try and figure out what it is they're looking for and take notes on it, right? You're just going to jot down as much information as you can about the scenario. Then buy yourself a little time. Say, listen, I can usually make a cash offer on the spot. Terms offers a lot of times take me a little bit. So let me put some numbers together. Can I get back with you, you know, tomorrow, the following afternoon, whatever, and buy yourself a little time. Fire those details into the coaching email, and we'll help you organize it, sort through it all, and see if, right, and see if we can give you some input on how to put a terms offer together. Make sense? So utilize it that way. Cash offer first. Throw them a number, see if it sticks. If it doesn't, don't sweat it. If you've never made a terms offer, don't sweat that either. Gather some information, submit as much as you can into the coaching email, and we'll help you put it together, all right? So yeah, that training, I've also had a couple requests for it. I've got to get it from Rob, and we'll produce it, and I'll get it on the website, and then I'll send everybody an email when it's there in the coaching center if you want to go back and see it again. And we'll also do a part two because we had that request as well. So we'll get Rob again on there again in the near future. And maybe since he kind of laid the foundation a little bit, maybe he can just jump into some deals or, you know, buyer says this, where do you even go? And he can just talk about deals that he's put together recently in the past, but he's done a ton of them. So more training, more information coming on that. Okay. So now the group that's talking to sellers, I know Andrew's on, I don't know if Lewis is on yet. John is. So there, and I didn't get all the names, but if you're on that step, you're on the phone, you have skip trace leads, you're talking to people. Let's start with this group and get some quick updates and then see if anybody has any questions about it. So, Andrew, you want to kick us off?
Yeah, sure. I'll go ahead and start off.
So, yep. I'm going to break it up a little bit tonight. Let's do let's do quick updates, see if you have quick questions, and then if we have time at the end, I want to make sure, you know, if there's anything else that we missed, we'll circle back around to it. But so, Andrew, as of last Tuesday, you had some good things, some good updates coming, so where are we at today?
So as of last Tuesday. Last Monday, we were finally able to get a executed agreement with the sellers to go ahead and purchase the property. So we put it under contract for 14. The house will probably turn maybe 50, 55 range after it's fully fixed up. So then at that point, what I did was I went back on FreedomSoft and I purchased a number that was local there, and I started blasting out SMS messages to all of my buyers and landlords in the Houston area, just everybody that I could find to get the word out. And then advertised on Craigslist, a couple of other places, syndicated on the internet as well, and got some really good feedback. So out of that, where I currently stand is that deal, I have put it under contract with a buyer, and we're actually JVing on it. I got that contract off of our Success internal team website and made an agreement there. I was actually selling it for $22, and I told him that if he could bring in a buyer, that I would assign it to him for $19. So that'll give me a nice little $5,000.
So you've got $5,000. So do you have the end buyer now in place?
Well, I just assigned it to him over the weekend. So what I'm anticipating, he's actually got his buyer's list and a couple of people that are already interested in it that have gone by to take a look at the property. So, you know, the next step is to follow up to see where we are there and hopefully move to the finish line here.
So does this?
Closing is actually on the 31st of this month.
Okay, so let me ask you this. In the event that, so you've assigned it to this person, if they don't come to the table with a buyer, where are you at?
Then I'm right back where I am now or where I started, which is trying to find a buyer myself. So I still have people that part of the agreement, I put a clause in there that says if I do find a buyer, then my agreement with this person, the JV partner, is null and void. So it's all hinging
that's
on whether
I
can find a buyer or not. Right.
Nice job.
So,
yeah. Cool. So, yeah, Andrew didn't want to give up control, obviously, and put his deal in somebody else's hands. So if you've got somebody that came to the table, and, Andrew, I feel like you played that right. Hey, if you can bring a buyer, first come, first serve. If you can bring a buyer first, bam, you can have it at this price and you can get paid. If I bring a buyer first, I'll obviously notify you, and I'll just go ahead and sell it. So now it's both and. His buyer's list plus the other buyer's list. So let me throw something in there, you guys. You can use Ghost Section 8 for this, and you can also use an agent in your market to go in and pull recent solds in the area, recent non-owner occupied sales. So Andrew has his deal tied up, and it's got a zip code, right? So you can jump into Ghost Section 8, and you're going to find properties that are listed in there with a zip code, right? Those are other landlords that own deals in the zip code. So now we're talking about people that are within a couple-mile radius, most likely. Great place to go. So, yes, go to your buyer's list, but he's got a live one. So now we start hustling the deal. Go Section 8. Hey, I see you own a property that you're trying to rent. Bam, are you still buying? I've got one right up the street. Same zip code, right? Those are really productive calls. And then go to your agent in the town and say, hey, pull me comps over the last year that are right in this zip code or the surrounding zip codes. So pull all non-owner occupied sales in the last, 6 months, 12 months, right out of the MLS, and grab that list as well. And so those are really, really productive ways to move it. Now, Andrew has a buyer's list, so clearly you go there. But if you don't yet, that's a great way to get that thing sold. So nice, Andrew.
That's
so
good,
you've got
too.
A
thanks, Mike.
You've got a closing date on the 31st as the game plan, and now you need a buyer to agree to that.
Exactly. So the way I try to give myself a little bit of cushion with my sellers, so I just told them we actually got the contract on the 1st of March, and so I told them by the 31st, on or before the 31st, we would close, right? So that's as far as they know. And then on the back end, of course, I'm setting it up and telling the people that I'm dealing with I need a cash buyer quickly, someone that can close in 1 week. So I'm not telling them the 31st. I'm saying, look.
Gotcha.
hurry up.
I love playing the dates like that, right? Actual date, and then I need somebody that can close fast. So if you say 7 days and they say, I don't know if I could do 7, but I could do 14, you say, let me see if I can get that to work.
Right.
Yeah, I probably can. Because you've got some built-in what-if time. How long is your inspection period?
That's actually set up throughout the duration of the – you got to keep in mind who I'm dealing with right now. I mean, these guys, we've already established a relationship with them up front. So actually the way the sellers are thinking and viewing this deal is that I'm actually doing them a favor. So
perfect.
They,
which you
they're
are.
Giving me
they don't
whatever.
Know how to say
yeah, it.
Yeah,
I am.
And they have
exactly.
a problem.
Yeah.
So, Andrew, yeah, you played a lot of things really well here, folks. So listen up, you guys. If you're going to buy a deal that's listed – you're probably going to get a 5 to 7 day inspection period tops. If you go to a private seller, there's no reason you can't get a 21-plus day inspection period or an inspection period right up through closing, which means at any point in time between now and when this deal closes, you can back out for no loss, right?
Right. Right.
And so Andrew, it's not right. He's not trying to take advantage of the situation. He's trying to get their problem solved. Andrew will get paid when he gets their problem solved because that's – right? That's how life works. He deserves to get paid for getting their problem solved. And he's got this really flexible contract. So, right? A lot of times people ask, well, what's the difference between buying online and going to private sellers? This. More flexibility.
Absolutely.
So, nice.
No money down, too. I haven't paid a cent
yet. I love it. Yeah, you're not going to get away with that online. And it's
not,
just
online,
not that online's bad. It's not that online's bad. That's not what I'm saying. They're just different.
Very different, yep.
Awesome. Okay. So you've got a deal that you're hustling.
Yes, sir.
And then did you have a second one that was close or that you had a verbal or am I making
I had
it
a
up?
Couple of people that I was working with, and since then I've pretty much turned those loose. It didn't look like we were going to be able to meet up, but there are a couple of more that I'm churning them. I mean, so I've got a couple of more offers that are out, and I've got my bird dog that's actually going out to the properties inspecting, and the machine is working. Kudos to you guys. I'm doing everything that I was taught, and it's working like a charm.
Yeah, way to just say okay and go. Yeah, well, I want to throw in here, guys. We track stats, right? I don't ask you for these updates and then we don't do anything with the data. So, you know, the folks that came in our, you know, 6 to 8 weeks in and have followed the system, you guys all have either a deal under contract or like Andrew, you know, one that's tied up ready to go. I mean, Lewis had one that was under contract. Or, you know, we're up over 70% have a contract or a closing scheduled. So, we, you know, we track the numbers. You know, you join this group to for one thing, and that's for results. And so, you know, these updates aren't in vain. I take notes on them. You're all in a spreadsheet, if that makes you feel any better, with a number. So I'll just start calling you number 7. How about that? Just kidding. Yeah, good stuff, Andrew. Really good stuff. Any questions on the process at the talking to sellers level?
Feeling pretty good. Everything that I've encountered, the videos that we have on the Success Team website, that they're all the answers. I mean, so seriously, it's pretty straightforward from what I've seen. It's all lining up.
Okay, so we want to make sure that we're filling in any blanks if we're missing any. So, great update. Who else that's talking to sellers has an update for us? John, I know you're there. I don't know if Lewis has chimed in yet, and we've got some other folks. So, who else that's talking to sellers that are already skip traded?
You want me to go? This is Gary.
Yeah, hey, Gary.
Hey. Okay, the leads are still coming in quickly.
What are you
I'm
at? What's your count?
430.
430?
Yeah.
So, somebody's always got to set the curve, Gary. Somebody always has to set the curve. I love it.
I'm not the two lawnmower people are setting the curve. It's
I think everybody else wants to clone them and drop them in their city.
Oh, who wouldn't? Who wouldn't?
Yep. So.
I lost my 2 skip tracers last week, so I'm rehiring now, and I think I have 2 back. I sent work out today for them, so I got to catch up on that. But last week, while I didn't have the skip tracing, I went to Instant Leads, pulled off 35 properties, found 2 realtors in San Antonio that love to work with investors.
Okay.
I sent out or signed off today on 3 offers, and we're working on the other 20 or 32 to get offers put out on those. I
and
want
you,
to try
you
to
have
do it this
one,
week possibly.
You have one that you're possibly going to flip yourself or rent, correct? That's under contract?
No, I had one close to contract, and they didn't like the price, and they decided to go with a realtor. We were $5,000 apart.
You were $5,000 apart, and they went with a real estate agent.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm assuming you explained.
Yeah, I told him it was going to cost him, and he said, "Well, the realist," because I went back, you know, back around, and he said, "The real estate agent's only going to charge him $1,500," and I said, "Well," and so that made us $3,500 apart.
No, it doesn't, because they're going to have to. The buyer is going to come to the table with a real estate agent, and the going rate is 2.8% for a buyer's agent. There are 2 agents involved in every deal.
That's
clear to understand. Yes. They said, my agent's just going to list for $1,500. That's all I'm going to pay. Not true. Seller pays agents.
He's going to pay $1,200 for the other one because the property is only going to go for $40,000.
So 27 and 15. So you were slightly higher.
Yeah. That was the difference. That's why he
$2,700 bucks. So you're $2,200.
I could have probably gone lower, but I didn't want to. It wasn't worth squeezing it. There's other properties that are there that are that are better.
Okay.
I didn't want to push the envelope on that one.
I like the fact that you trusted your gut, although you were within a couple grand. But I mean, you know the deal, so gotcha. Okay.
I got to keep moving, but then I also worked a deal in Jacksonville, Florida that I picked up, but the when I did a title search on it, I found that well, I had the seller down to $9,000 for the property. And when I was ready to write the offer, I did a title search, and there's almost $12,000 in city liens. So I quickly called the city and said, what can we do about this? And they said, the city said, the only thing I can negotiate down is the interest charge. And so I went to the finance guy, and he said, the only thing I can wipe off is $3,000 of interest. So it's $9,000 with the repairs that were needed on that house that made it basically no margin at all. So you went back to the seller
and explained all this to them, and they wouldn't take less than $9,000?
No, they wouldn't. They had $7,000 into the property, and they wanted to make a little bit of money off of it.
What is it rent for?
The rent in that neighborhood is $750.
So is there any kind of terms play there to get them their money over time, or they have to have the cash based on their scenario?
They wanted the cash now. But that doesn't mean I can't go back in, you know, 3 weeks and try to offer some terms on them.
Yeah, or tomorrow.
But I just – yeah. But, the, yep. but that's okay. That's where we ended today, is because the there's no way I could get the cost down low enough.
Yeah. What is it worth fixed up?
When it was fixed up, the ARV was 48. Thousand. That was it.
So 50, and you got to buy it 9 to them, 9 to the city, so 18. How much work do you
need? And then it's – oh, it needed 25.
God, so it's a beater.
Oh, it was – it's okay. In – but see, that doesn't mean I didn't really push hard on it. It's in a bad neighborhood.
Gotcha.
But there are still – when I looked around, there are still investors buying in that market – you know, for buy and hold.
Right.
So there are buyers. So I went ahead, you know, and pushed forward to see if I could get the deal there. So
yeah, I mean, you still.
I'll go.
To what level does $25,000 fix the house up to? Like a retail sale or just rent ready?
Rent ready.
No kidding.
Rent ready.
So it's pretty rough. And how big is it?
Well, it's when I talked to this, it was it's 1,000 square feet. It's a 3-bedroom, 1-bath. But when I talked to the city guy, he said this week they're going to put a demolition lien on that house.
Oh wow! So it's super bad.
So that's
another
reason.
$25,000 on a 1,000 square foot house. It's got to be a train wreck.
It is. That's
a lot of money.
The realtor that I have in Jacksonville, you know, came back and said, yeah. It's. I mean, when I did the you know, beater on the estimate on the deal analyzer, it came out and it said, I think it said $23,000, and I said, well, this is more than that. So I knew it was at least 30. He came back and said, 28 to 30 was the repair cost on it.
Okay.
It doesn't
sound like. There's maybe a deal there. I mean, somebody'd have to be at like almost 100% value just for a rental, or okay.
Yeah, but I'll still when the skip tracing catches up and gives me some more deals, I'll make those calls and continue that. I also signed an agreement with those two investors here, the couple that wanted to make calls and work on vacant house leads.
Yep.
So they're looking at some of the videos, doing the training, and they'll be ready to go this week for making calls. So I'll be able to, you know, I'll hand them some leads this week also. And as soon as the skip tracers come through, I'll be back calling again. And I'll be making, you know, I'll be doing the leads on, you know, instant leads. I'll keep working those 35 that I have and get offers out to them.
Yeah. So like I do every week, Garrett, I put a little asterisk by you. So Gary's full-time, guys. If you're making vacants, focus on the vacants. This is what he does full-time. So he's got a couple other things in place. So if you're hearing instant leads and, you know, calling somebody in Jacksonville, don't sweat that. Focus on your vacant leads. But Gary's got the time the time to do so. So.
Yeah, because my call window, I found my effective call window is 5 o'clock San Antonio time. That's when I get people on the line.
Yeah,
so
he's also working from Hawaii, so he's got a 4-hour difference to Texas. So.
Yeah.
Yep, and it's about to go 5, right, with daylight savings? Is that how that works?
Yep, it will. But that
okay,
gives
four,
me a little more time.
4:30 and counting. How many do you have skip traced at this point? And I know you lost two, but you have two more on board.
I have 90 skip traced, and I've called all 90. So
okay, so
I'm waiting
you really
for
need
to come back with
these two new skip traces to kick in.
Oh yeah, I big time.
Gotcha. Yeah, you've got a lot of vacants to follow up with, which is cool.
That's why. That's why I worked last week to do that. You know, getting the skip tracers back on. Two new ones.
Yep.
And but I wasn't just going to sit around and do nothing.
Right.
And I sent out 45 probate letters last week, and I sent out 25 probate letters today.
Okay.
So
again, Gary's full-time deal. Everybody focus on the vacants, and he's a full-timer in real estate. So beauty. Yeah, good update. Who else is on the talk? Who else is talking to sellers? That's on. That's going to chime in.
Josh,
I will.
All right, John, hey. And then I think I heard Josh. So, John, and then Josh. John, what's happening? You had two deals last Monday. Where are we at?
Yeah, well, the one deal fell out because I couldn't turn it, and this other one is looking like that. I've had one dude that went back over there for the third time today, and then he sends me a text that you need to try to get your own key from that because I think I can wholesale that house. You know, so it's just time wasters, man, and it's killing my calling sellers time because this particular house, the guy lives out of town, and his buddy down the street holds the key, so I have to kind of go. And it's just a time waster, you know.
Have you jumped into that zip code in Go Section 8?
Yeah.
And they all said no?
Yeah, it's a lot of not much action. So I've got one guy that just came back from out of the country that's going to go Thursday, and he's kind of one of my preferred type buyers, and I'm kind of hoping he usually pays a little more than everybody else. So
okay.
But this one guy that looked the third time, I mean, he beat me down from 14.5 to 11, and I'm getting it for 8.5. I mean, I'm just trying to turn it, you know. And
right.
And then he comes back with, it's just, oh, I just want to. I gave him an ultimatum because he kept putting it off, you know. And I said, I just need to know
by
tomorrow.
Make sure you're driving the train here. And I know you have experience at this, so.
Yeah, I let him wag my.
Call him on it.
Yeah. I finally did.
Take it or leave it.
I got tired of it, so.
Do you have it online?
So, it's, huh?
Do you have it online?
Have I got it online? Yes and no. Yes and no.
What are the areas around Birmingham that are in Craigslist?
What other areas?
Yeah, well, what about property managers? Have you called them? See if they have anybody buying?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I
call property managers. Say I'm a wholesaler. I've got a deal. Here are the numbers. Who do you have that's looking?
Yeah.
I mean, this thing is dirt cheap.
Yeah, man. $12,000, $13,000. It needs about 16. It's going to really need a roof, but still. That has killed my chasing down sellers on the phone time. Really has hurt production on that, but. I got a hold of a guy as time was creeping up for the call and about this vacant, and he says, yeah, but that's kind of that has to do with heirs, and my brother was living in it, and he just passed in November. So I have to get with everybody, so I don't know how long the process here is for probate, but he's going to be interested in selling that. So there you go.
Yeah, so it sounds like it's one of the challenges. I mean, you got a live one, but it's taking all your time. It needs to take some of your time, but not all of it, because we can't put all the We can't put the whole pipeline on.
It's killing me.
Here.
It's killing me. Yeah.
Yep. So you're going to have to dedicate some time to it?
Well, I've got others that I've been working on, too, other leads coming in from bandit signs and other mailings that I've done. And they've kind of been time wasters, too. You know, people calling, well, come look at it Wednesday, and then they won't answer your phone when you try to call them back. You know, one lady had a house that once I got off the phone with her, I didn't have time to check at it on it online when I was talking to her. When I got off the phone, I looked it up, man, and I would have driven over there and written her a contract. She said $10,000 for a $70,000 house. It looked like it needed nothing. But now she won't answer her phone. So somebody else has probably already put that in the contract. But anyway.
Oh, maybe.
That being,
might be worth driving over.
Well,
Either somebody will answer or leave a quick note.
Well, I don't know about driving over to this neighborhood. It's still kind of.
Pay somebody to
you
drive.
You know what?
I'm following.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I've had some time wasters there on other leads, and which I got to work. But this other guy that's got this probate house, he's got two other junkers, and I'm going to check them out. So he said 5 for one and 7 for the other, but they're in sketchy parts of town. But maybe I can get him down to 2 or 3 and still make something on them. You never know.
Right.
So.
All right.
So, I mean, it works. It works. You just got to do it.
Absolutely. Carve out some time to bring some new leads in. So, you know, keep calling the vacants. Just say, hey, you know, in the morning, between this time and this time, I'm not doing anything but this. So make sure that gets on the schedule. All right. Who else is talking to sellers? Anybody else on with us?
Me and Quinn. Josh and Quinn.
Josh and Quinn.
All right. Quinn, are you there?
Yeah.
How many do we got so far?
We got as of today, we got 404 leads.
404 vacants?
Yep.
Nice job, guys.
And
how many do you have skip trace?
All but what was sent in today. So we got 71 from one person today, and I think 52. I have to go back to Freedom Salt to check.
Those are skip traced?
All but. Yeah, how many phone numbers we got skip traced? Gosh, do you remember?
A couple hundred.
About half of them.
And then how many of the 200 have you guys called through?
I called back all of the ones that we had skip traced at the beginning of the day. I had them loaded, so I called back every number that was valid. And I got one potential lead or one seller that's serious. I sent her over a contract on 4 properties today. So, you know, only one of them's vacant, but she wants to sell all 4.
Okay.
Sent her a contract. She's got a partner with that. She does it. And she's a out of state. She's actually a realtor in California. So, I've been communicating with her about the vacant one, and then I just said, hey, yeah, we'll take them all. You know, just trying to get them under contract where at least we can get over there and get an inspection and, you know, do what we got to do as far as, you know, we just work back with it if we got to ask for a reduction or something. So, that's where we're at with that one. That's mainly our hottest lead so far, everybody I've talked to.
Yeah, that's a great one, though, 4 deals on the table. And let me reiterate what Josh just said, everybody, because it seems logical that you would, you know, be talking to a seller, get a hold of some addresses, do a bunch of analysis, you know, try and get to the bottom of them, pull comps, run numbers, yada, 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 and then make your offer. That's what seems to be the logical order. That's not the right order. The right order is make the offer, get them under contract, and then what Josh just said, if we need to make adjustments on price or the deal or anything, do it once you're once you have a controlling interest in what's going on. So, you know, just to reiterate that point, you know, Quinn and Josh, this isn't their first rodeo, so they know that that's the right order, but in case anybody missed that.
Yeah, and what we find, you know, with some of the ones that we've done in the past is once we get them under contract, they have a sense of where they've already mentally let go of it.
Yep.
And so then when you ask for that reduction, I mean, a lot of times it works, but, you know, not every time. But it's a sense of them letting go of the property.
Yep. Absolutely. We've done it 1,000 times. You know, get the deal under contract. You go back in. If you find out the sewer line's crushed or something major, you go, that's what the inspection period's for. You say, hey, we did our inspection. Here's what we found. Based on this, we need to buy at this price. But now you're the buyer on the other end of the contract that has their attention. So.
Well, and two, what we find is that they stop looking. Once they got a contract, they stop looking for other buyers.
Yep, they do.
Yep,
regardless of where we get it on the
when
contract.
When do you expect to hear back on these four?
I talked to her today. So
okay.
She said that she's going to talk to her partner. I mean, last week when I first touched base with her about the one, you know, it took her about 3 days or so to get back with me. So, it was on the weekend. I don't know if maybe she sees her partner on the weekend or what, but it may be, probably a few days. I told her I'd be calling her back within a day.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, nice. This is fairly common where you'll come across, people who own rental property tend to, you know, there are people who own one, but a lot of times you'll stumble into folks like this that say, I'm looking to dump X amount, so.
And Josh, wouldn't she seems like she bought them turnkey or something like that. She's a realtor, like I said, in California or something, and she, I don't remember how she ended up with them. But
okay.
Backstory, so.
I don't remember off the top of my head, but she wants to pull her money out of that market because she's not there, and they're just, I guess they're causing problems for her, and she just wants to get out.
Perfect.
So. Yep, that's exactly what I said.
Yeah, I mean, needless to say, you guys, when you're talking to sellers, you know, use Rob's script to sort of break the ice, tell them who you are and what you do. And once you get past that, it's all about asking questions to identify what's the pain. No pain, not really worth pursuing. Big pain, worth pursuing, right? I mean, those are the questions. This isn't real estate until you get through, why are you looking to sell? What kind of issue is it causing? You know, feel free to press into that. Yeah, so, you know, I mean, you'd sleep better at night, basically, if these four properties were gone. Am I hearing you right? I mean, just get used to asking these questions to push on, you know, whatever it is that they tell you is the problem, and then you're the easy button. You're the easy solution to that pain. So that's really the goal. The offer, it's not an afterthought, but it sort of is in the conversation, right? It's about them. People want to talk about themselves. They want to talk about their problem. So, you know, put on your, you know, tell them to lay down on the couch and grab a cup of tea, listen to what's going on, lean into it a little bit, and if the pain's there, then it moves to the offer. But this is really about people working with sellers. So,
mm-hmm.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
I know you two know the drill. Just wanted to get that, you know, on the phone with everybody. It's less about the number. Obviously, it's about the number for us, but it's about what's going on in their life. So, yeah, they want out of these things. That's perfect. So good stuff. So of the other 200, so you've called through all 200 that are skip traced at this point?
Well, I loaded all the numbers that we had, and we call them out of call fire and called through them several times and I've gotten a lot of, we don't have a vacant house, and, you know, just people just randomly saying that quite a bit. So, I mean, I say quite a bit, but it's just, you know, it seems to be, you know, I've run into, you know, several of them, you know, just are not interested. And so, hey, we mailed, this morning I mailed, 180 of them or so.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. Shot them
okay.
Some postcards.
Yeah. Perfect. Because if the number's not right, hopefully that postcard will get to the right hand. So, all right.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Good update, guys. Keep plugging away. You've got that. You guys have a buyer's list there or not yet?
That's our next step.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you have some downtime while you're waiting for some skip tracing to come back, jump ahead to step five, and it's in the coaching center. You can jump start a buyer's list quick. So, I mean, once the deal's under contract, obviously you can go to Go Section 8, have an agent in town, pull those in the nearby zip codes, non-owner occupied buyers in the last year. But if you've got a little downtime, use FreedomSoft, use the cash buyer tool under the marketing tab, and, you know, export your first 4 to 5 pages of that, get it over to either the same skip tracers or a different one, and grab that list. It's an easy list to call, and that's a great way to do it, because you're going to pull the most active buyers in the last, you know, whatever time frame you search for, but last year I like to look at. So, yep. Yeah, let's go. I'd still like to see you stay focused on this until contract's in place. So, but there are two of you, so that's why I bring it up. So you guys can divide and conquer where some others can't.
Sure.
Excuse me. Okay. Who else is calling sellers? Anyone? I don't have every name that's jotted down, so. Okay. 250 vacant house lead folks. There are a couple moving pieces in this one, right? There's a Craigslist ad for bird dogs. We've been having some conversation lately about the apps, Home Snap, about using that, getting that thing to, getting people to hit the right buttons. Some of you had a little more challenge finding bird dogs than others, and that's what happens sometimes. No big deal. We keep pushing through it. You know, there's an Upwork.com ad. I'm working on a little script to follow. If anybody has questions on that, pretty simple. We 2 or 3 lines, but I'll upload a document on that so you can kind of follow a template here in the next couple of days. So who is working on getting their 250 vacant leads that can chime in questions and updates?
I'm in that process right now, Mike.
Yep. Hey, Brian.
And I'm still.
What's your number at?
I've signed up more bird dogs than I have leads. So right now I'm at 12 leads and 13 bird dogs. So I'm trying to figure out.
I thought you were at 37 or something.
Oh, no. No, I only have 12. Part of it is one girl said she's got about 15 of them, but she's only sent through 5, and that was a technical error that we were trying to work with her on this morning.
Gotcha.
So
Kelly.
I texted her before our call here and see what. So I don't know if it's a user error. I am actually now going through and just kind of texting all these people back and forth. I'm going to probably go tomorrow and just say, hey, I got a promotion. Whoever can give me 25 by the weekend, I'm going to give them an extra $50.
Love it.
So now I did, because I can't just wait on this, because I've had a real, real hard go getting these guys going. I did, because I have access to Find Motivated Sellers.
Yep.
I ran a very granular list off of vacant houses in Pittsburgh. Used the zip codes where a lot of my 50K and under leads were at, and did owners who had owned the properties five or more years and 50% more in equity in the house. So I did do that. I actually hired Andrew's virtual assistant. I think it was Jose Williams, and she accepted my job today. I'm hoping she can get that done by end of week so I can start making phone calls off of that in the meantime and see what I can kind of get going as far as actually getting on the phone and getting some people rolling. So that's kind of where I'm at. Like I said, my biggest challenge has been getting these guys up and going. And I've had quite a few questions on it. But for the most part, I think a lot of them just, they get excited right away and then kind of lose that motivation once they run into their first hurdle.
Right. All right, so stay the course. Yeah, everybody, you heard Brian say that he's got access to another paid lead service, so he's going to plug that in for now. Most of you do not and will not. So it's all about, getting the bird dogs. And so I think of the group, for whatever reason, Brian and Ed and Robin have probably had some of the biggest challenges. For the most part, I think people have found it to be a fairly simple process, but this is, things happen, hurdles jump in the way. So if it's not this, you know, for some of you, it'll be something else. But, you know, Brian's continued to push through. You know, he's been asking, what can I do in the meantime? So we've been having that conversation. You know, this isn't a function of Brian not getting it or doing something out of the ordinary. That's not the case. This is, we're dealing with real people.
Yeah, and
this is business. And so keep,
and
you know,
Mike, if,
stay
if
the
I can
course,
get
yeah.
to a, if I can get to 100 by Monday, I mean, should I just immediately go and get that first round over to the skip trace person?
Absolutely.
I mean, what's your sense on that? Okay.
Yeah. As soon as they start coming in, and then you're going to get them to your skip tracer with the instructions that when you get 20, skip trace, send them back. Don't skip trace the whole list. So you're waiting, you know, 4 or 5 days for it. Say, as soon as you have a chunk of 15 to 20, send them my way. And that way you can be working them while they skip trace the remainder. So
yeah,
absolutely. Yep.
Perfect. Now that'll be my motivation. I'll get that going. And then as far as exporting them, what's the best way to do that through the Freedom? Is there a video on that or?
Yeah. So here's the thing. If you at any point get a good feeling about a skip tracer, just set them up as a user on your account, right? You all have 6 additional users on your FreedomSoft accounts. If you limit them to the leads tab, they're not really going to go in and run amok on your account. Even if they do, our server snapshots multiple times a day. So you could say, you know, hey, I pissed off this VA and they just deleted all my leads. And you think, oh my gosh, my life's going to come to an end. And I would call our tech guys and say, hey, can you go back to yesterday at 4 p.m. and just snapshot Brian's account and put it back in place? And they'd say, yeah, give me 30 minutes. And it would all be back. So that's the easiest way, right, is to let them be a user on your account. And then what they can do is if you guys set up your statuses, you know, one of the statuses can be needs to be skip traced. If you train them on this, when they're done, change the status to skip traced, ready for a call. Whatever that is, very, very simple to do. And, you know, shoot them a video on it or just type it out one time. Here's your process. Log in here.
You're not re-importing those. If I got 100, you're not going to re-import those as different or separate.
You can,
or?
But this is the easier way to do it, is to just set them up as a user. Because that way, they just log in, they skip trace it, they update the info, they click save, change the status, and then you can just go do a search for status, skip traced, and then when you do that search, it's just going to pull up the ones that have been skip traced.
Gotcha.
That makes life simpler. Yep. So instead of the import-export, which that's another way, that's the easier way. Is everybody following what I just said? If you have questions on that, I'm happy to walk you through it. Let's do it outside of office hours, but simply.
Yeah, I'm not going to take up any more of your time, but I might have to connect with
you. Yeah, you're fine.
Outside office hours, that's fine.
So. Yeah, that's open to anybody.
I know where you live, Mike, so yeah, you're stuck.
Yeah, come over and get sick. I'll give you this whatever.
Yeah, right.
Nice. Yep. All right, man. Yeah, stay the course. It pays off. You know, we're hearing people tell us that. We know it does. So,
a cool story because I have been kind of working through some of this stuff with some of my local bird dogs. And I got a deal that I'll probably close for my property management company. And I might have a possible slip that I'm meeting with on Thursday. So, you know,
You're running the same strategy here in town.
Yeah, and I'm doing it primarily for my property management company. But I'm telling you, the systems work, and that's part of the problem as well. I'm getting very successful there because you guys trained me on how to do a really granular lead list back in January, and I'm having a lot of success local, so I know that will come over to other markets.
I love it. Let me speak to this. So, Brian, obviously you just heard as a property management company here in town. So he's taking a strategy and saying, hey, let me just modify it a little bit. Let me see if I can draw up some leads for my property management company. And he did. So here's the theme here, right? Understand how this comes together. And then you say, I mean, right, can you imagine somebody or any of you sitting down thinking, wow, I want to buy vacant land so I can build because that seems to be really, you know, that seems to be lucrative in this market where I live. What the heck do I do? Well, what do you mean, what do you do? Take the system, set up a campaign, grab a bird dog, or you say, I want to buy multifamilies. I want to buy apartment buildings. I don't even know where to start. Of course you do. Get, right? plug this in. You can a lead is a lead is a lead. You tell the bird dog, this is the kind of lead I'm looking for. But if you're looking for something else, tell them to look for something else. So it's really about the concept of how to put this together, and then you can take this multiple directions. So I'm not saying veer off now, but once you understand and see how this all comes together, very, very simple to plug in a different strategy, which Brian just explained. Now he's feeding his using the same method to feed his property management company. So way to go, Brian. Go ahead and pat yourself on the back.
Hey, I'll wait till I get some revenue from it.
Oh, it'll pay off, no doubt.
No, but definitely
got a star,
it's working.
I've got a star sticker that I'll mail to you.
All right, I'll take it.
Okay, who else is working on their 250 vacant leads? Wants to chime in with an update?
Hi,
or
Olivia.
Or questions. Hey, Olivia.
Yeah, so I've been working on it, and last week I had three interested people, and I sent them emails. I sent them an invitation to FreedomSoft. I sent them their email to send their leads into. I sent them the HomeSnap app and video, and they were all gung-ho. I didn't get one lead.
Did you have a scheduled, you're going on this date, and I need you to find me 20?
Yes, I did actually set 50. I sent them a special zip code map, too, so they could isolate the area. And I had great response and enthusiasm, and one guy was even in real estate school. So I could follow up with those.
Okay.
I just sent out a team email to see if they're running into any problems or anything. And I recently had three new interests. So I'm with Brian. I have more bird dogs than I have leads. Oh, so I have three new people, and I just sent out a message to my sister-in-law's daughter who has some spare time, and my sister-in-law is a real estate agent. So I'm hopefully going to get some interest. And in the meantime, I got four leads on my own, complete with property and address and phone number that I need to call.
Where'd you get the four from?
I got them from, let's see, I paid $25 for a list from Fiverr.com for 40,000 houses, vacant, what else criteria did I put? In Jefferson County. So I've been scrubbing my own leads. And I've got four out of, I've gone through about 100 of them.
And so you have homeowner contact information?
I do.
Okay.
I have homeowner. I have the vacant property.
Are these listed properties or they're vacant?
They're vacant.
Interesting.
Yeah, and so I'm just working on that while I'm getting my bird dogs going.
That sounds good. Hopefully
I'm
up and running this week. Sounds like you have a family member that could kick in.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah.
So you may want to, instead of coming out of the gate and saying, can you get me 50? I like that number, and you had some enthusiasm, so I don't feel like it's out of the question. But you could, if somebody says, okay, you know, I jump in my car, okay, I got to find 50, and I've been driving around for a while, and I haven't found three or whatever the case, that 50 might seem like a crazy goal. So, see if you can bring it down, say, hey, you know, can you find me 10? I know there are 10. I know there are 15, and if you get me any more than that, you know, if you can get me north of 25, I'll PayPal you today or something or tomorrow morning or whatever. See if you can get them some money quicker. So just get a little creative on it. It sounds like you had good enthusiasm, and then nobody showed, which, you know, chalk that up to people do what people do sometimes.
Right. I want to know. I chose the most recent guy who knows the area and used to do lawn mowing. I was so elated. I thought for sure he still has a lawn mowing business.
Yeah.
And he said he knows vacant areas already. And he has a real estate cousin who could tell him every place to go. And I told him I want him to start in Jefferson County, which had all the six zip codes with the low-end homes.
Right.
So he's gonna contact me Thursday. So he wants to get going this weekend.
Okay.
So fingers crossed. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. And even better than fingers crossed, see if you can find somebody else before then.
Oh, yeah.
So,
for sure.
Yep. All righty.
Okay.
So bird dog's in place. Okay. So you've got your ad out, and then do you have a VA lined up with Upwork?
You know, I need to. I still need to look. I have one that's questionable. I might I might go back to those emails and pull that one that Andrew said too. Yeah.
Yeah. If there's obviously the priority here is Bird Dogs 250 leads, but if you feel like you've got some of that moving on the, you know, on the sort of the back burner, I want you to put a VA so that you can be ahead of schedule because we're losing a little time here.
Yeah.
Getting this in place. So let's not, you know, have leads in your hand and then say, okay, now I need to find a VA. Let's see if you can get that in place in the meantime. Just have them on standby. All right.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Cool. Yep. Who else is working on the 250 leads? That wants
Mark.
To check in. Hey, Mark.
Hey. Well, I fired my two college students for Bird Dogs. they thought they wanted to do something else last weekend. So, but anyway, I found a fireman, and he's got a couple, three buddies that might be interested in doing it too. He went out yesterday, and he found 10 vacants.
Okay. So you have 10 vacants total, or is that added to a couple others?
No, that's 10 total.
Okay.
Okay, so anyway, so that's where I'm at on that. I'm going to talk to those, at least two of the guys tomorrow.
Okay.
And see if I can't get them going. Because I've got like 9 zip code areas that I want them to get after.
Yep.
But then the fireman's mother actually works for a cabinet company. And I talked with her, and she's getting me names for buyers because they do fix and flips in the zip codes that I'm in.
Okay.
So I want to talk to them, get their names,
absolutely.
And, you know, get a buyer's list
sell
going
to them.
And talk.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sell to them. She says that they get people in there all the time. And it's like, well, if you're writing my zip codes, that's just bonus right there.
Yep.
And then also she used to do, evictions for the county, the city.
Okay.
And she knows a real estate guy that has like 150 properties. A lot of those are also multifamily.
Okay.
And she says that he's thinking about selling a lot of them, or some of them anyway.
Yep.
And I want to get a hold of this guy too and bend his ear and talk to him. So, and then I've got gonna interview a skip tracer tomorrow.
Okay.
So, you know, VA. So.
Yeah, same as Olivia. If you've
we're still
you know, still getting Bird Dogs in place, you know, to put an ad quick on Upwork.com, it'll take you, I don't know, 30 minutes to figure it out and put it all in there.
Oh, I already did
that,
so I got
it there. Okay, perfect.
Right. Yeah, I did that, so now I got to interview one tomorrow.
Okay. Has Upwork and beautiful. Yep. So all focus on. It sounds like you've got a fireman and maybe some buddies. Can make some gas money.
Right.
You know they've got pretty decent schedules for this too. I mean they're probably 12 on, 12 off, or something like that. Or 24 on, 36 off, or however it works.
Yeah, or they'll work 3 days, you know, and then be off for 4.
Right. Some downtime.
You know,
right.
So.
And
right,
if you had a couple, then they've probably got, you know, staggered schedules. So,
right.
Good stuff.
Right. But then the one fireman I got, he says that there's all kinds of vacants, and he says it's the projects by the airport. And I said, well, let's hold off on
them. We've had quite a few people chime in and saying, hey, so-and-so's an agent, or they know somebody that knows where to go. I'm sort of all for that. I like the fact that they're chiming in to help. But you want to go to, you know, we talk about that step where you grab like the cheapest 100 off realtor.com and have a VA, you know, just put them into a spreadsheet, upload them to batchgeo.com and map it. You know, another great way to do it is to go to GoSection8 and just start, grab 100 addresses and map it. So, you know, there are going to be places where there isn't any activity. You could go pretty easily to an agent in the area and say, can you pull me every non-owner occupied, like just take Houston off the top of my head. Hey, could you pull me every non-owner occupied purchase in the last 6 months out of the MLS? Even if you didn't know the agent, you know, can I send you a gift card? I'm just looking for some data. I'm an out-of-state investor looking for the data. So they can go in and pull that report, and then you can upload it into Batch Geo and see. You're going to see a little pocket. Now, some, you know, we've had this discussion. Some cities, it'll be like a, you know, like a shotgun hit it, and there will be activity all over the place. More times than not, you're going to see a handful of little pockets start to come to life where you want everybody to focus. So.
Right. Yeah. I'm going
to
hold off on
that.
Yep. Yeah. Because I wanted to see if there was like, well, if there's nothing happening there, then it's like I think it would be wasting our time.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got to have deals and buyers, or else.
Right.
It's hard to get paid.
Right.
Yep. So yeah, I don't mind. Like I said, I don't mind when people start chiming in and saying, "Hey, I know where to go." Just be a little bit, you know, you want to steer them more than having them steer you, because you're the one with the data. So.
Right.
Yep. All right, Mark, get those firemen up, and then pun intended here, light a fire under those guys.
yeah.
And get some leads.
I hear
you. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Who else working on the leads? Anyone? No? Who's working on any questions on market selection from anybody that's on with us? Questions and or updates? Anyone? Anyone? Any other questions? Somebody wants to chime in? Let me know if you didn't give us your update. Who else is on and has a question from any of the discussion?
I've got one. When you're saying, you know, when you're talking to a seller,
uh-huh.
and you want to just get them right under contract, you know,
yep.
and start there, you just kind of go with their asking price, or how do you set an initial price?
Yeah, you want to make the offer, and then follow it with the question: does that work for you? Does that number work for
okay.
you? Yep.
All right.
Sometimes people just
dictate.
Come out and say it. Yeah, so this is a little ahead of schedule, Mark.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you get to that step, yeah, sometimes through the conversation, they'll say, I need 20 grand to pay off, you know, so-and-so. I've owed my brother for 10 years now, and I just want to get this squared
right.
up. Other times, you know, they'll say, make me an offer. And so, you know, in Rob's script, which we're not there yet, so stay focused where you are. But when we get to that point, you know, you go to present the offer, and it comes across as, you know, from what you're telling me, you know, based on the questions you've answered that I've had about the property, I'm buying similar houses to this one in your neighborhood for about $48,000. Does that number work for you? So either they're going to give you some clues as to what they're looking for, or you're just going to come out and phrase it that way that says, you know, for similar houses in this condition in this neighborhood, I'm paying about X amount. And then say, does
okay.
that number work for you? And then it's a really, right. you know, just a soft way to present. And now you've actually got a number on the table. So, yeah, that'll come through in the when you get to that talking to sellers portion, Mark. There's some training on that Rob's script that's
right.
super easy to follow. So,
yeah. Well, I just take notes as we're going along, and I was kind of curious about that.
yeah. Yeah, it's actually a very simple process.
Yeah.
They're going to say
yeah,
yes or no. And
it's getting them on the phone that's the hard part. Once you start negotiating with them, it's amazing how easy it gets. And I always like to say, what do you think it's worth? And then how'd you come up with that number? Because, you know, you have no idea. They might say Zillow or this or that.
Yeah.
And you might your draw might drop when they tell you it's worth 20 grand less than you think. So.
Yeah, you just
yeah,
never
absolutely.
Know.
Absolutely, I agree. yeah, I agree.
So, there's
like
really
Zillow
good questions.
Market.
And they're all in the for Mark and everybody else. They're all in that script training that you're going to go through when
right.
When
right.
you get to that step. But yeah, so another good way to you know we ask how much work does the house need? You know what would it cost me to fix it up? And then they're going to throw you a number, and it's almost always going to be low. And you're going to say now $12,000. Is that with me doing all the work, or is that with me hiring a licensed contractor to do the work? Because I'm not a contractor, right? So
right.
just. Easy ways to ask good questions and to kind of drive the conversation through questions to get them to have a more realistic view. You know, because this was my grandma's house, and then they passed it down to me, and this thing is priceless in my mind because this is where my family grew up, right? We've got to get them out of that mindset into reality a little bit. So, yep, yep.
Okay. Hey, Mike, we have a local meeting next Tuesday.
Freedom Club. Yeah, second Tuesday of every month. So, yeah.
Perfect.
Next week, Tuesday night. Yeah, guys. And then a lot of you, most of you are going to come out for Freedom Blueprint Live at the end of the month, 24th, 25th, and 26th. If that's not on your calendar, be here. You already have tickets. and he can bring a guest. So,
hey, Mike.
You know, some yeah.
Tell me more about that meeting next Tuesday. Where is that located?
The Marriott Denver West. Is that right? Yeah, the Marriott right across from the Mills Mall on I-70.
Okay.
Mills. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, cool. And what time does that start? 7, 6?
Yeah, be there 6:30. Store's typically a little before 7.
Okay.
Yep. You
cool,
it.
Thanks.
Yeah, if you're local, no reason to miss that. I was about to say excuse, but you can't find a good reason. Rob always has a great topic.
Sure.
So, yeah, and then again, the Freedom Blueprint Live at the end of the month. This is really going to be geared towards, just so everybody knows, this is going to be, you know, we all talked about the triangle that the success teams are built on. You know, build that foundation of generating leads, then finding buyers, systems, creating cash, and then cash flow at the top. So he's mostly going to be focused on the top of that triangle, but you all are building the ideal foundations to implement that, you know, in the near future and to take this business in different directions. So, you know, Rob, people think, oh, he's just trying to generate cash flow. If I was to explain this triangle, he's just coming in at the top. He's not worried about levels 1, 2, 3, and 4. You know, that's not it. He still generates leads on a weekly basis, still finds buyers in case he doesn't want to take the deal down, right? He primarily buys for himself now, but he comes across deals that he just doesn't want or don't fit. And so don't turn them away. Turn them into a check and move them to somebody else. Of course the business is systematized, right? He creates cash at every closing, even though he's still focused on building a owner finance portfolio. So from the outside looking in, you may think, yeah, you know, he says steps 1 through 4 are important, but he's just going to step 5. That's not the case. The foundation is built and has been for a long time, which is what allows him to have flexibility in it. So this will be it's going to be a killer event. He's going to talk about that transition from active to passive, so which is in all of your futures. Some of you have some passive income now, but even more so. So any questions about the event, let me know. Like I said, you've got tickets. You just got to find your way to Denver. The on-site hotel has given us $99 a night. It's a super nice hotel. Flight. Food right there, no brainer. Come join us.
So, Mike, we've got 2 tickets. We just got to get there.
Yeah, some of you are already working in a tandem. So, you know, like Quinn and Josh, I think they're – I can't remember if I – I can't remember everybody that said they're coming. But they're coming. But, yeah, if you want to bring a guest, bring them along. Bring them along. So, yep, any other questions, updates, or are we wrapping? Good stuff, everybody. Stay the course. Some of you are you've run into some bird dog challenges. I get it. You know, it's part of it. We stay the course. We don't let, nobody's on here is making excuses, but we don't let that get in the way. We don't let, if the bird dogs aren't working, we generate more. Somebody out there is going to go to work. I mean, you've heard, you know, we had a couple people are over 400 leads.
Right.
So those people exist in every market. Sometimes we have to search a little harder for them than other times. But, you know, Gary's
Mark,
got
I forgot.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got to tell you, I did have another offer on that I got from the vacant. The guy that owes too much in the house that I made an offer on, he has another one I've offered on waiting on him to accept it or not. So
nice.
We'll see. I already got guys looking at it.
That's cool that's come up more than once now. Hey, I called this person.
Oh, it happens
this
all the time.
They have a couple more. Absolutely, it does. Absolutely,
yeah,
it
all
does.
The time. So.
Yep, for sure.
We'll see.
For sure.
All right.
Yeah, good stuff, everybody. Stay focused.
All right.
Stay focused on the task at hand. It pays off. I mean, you're hearing it, and we've got the stats. You know, we know it works, and we've got the stats to back it up. So, just from the updates here. So, yep. Any questions? Bring them in. Like, you know, I threw that offer out. If you need help. With some of the Freedom Soft stuff, you know, lean on me on that. I know that software inside and out. So any questions you have on that, you know, I can help make your life easier and, just kind of show you the ins and outs of it. I don't know if Josh jumped off. Josh, are you on still? He and Quinn might have talked out.
Here.
Yeah. You are? You had a question on your okay, Quinn, on your upload. Josh had a question. We can get that form in. I replied to Josh today and said if you need a hand getting that thing imported, let me know tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, we'll do something.
I'll be happy to help you with it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, we definitely need to talk about it.
So you're just going to create some custom fields, assuming you want all of that column data uploaded with the lead. It's very simple. You're going to create a custom field that matches the column headers.
Okay.
And then when you go to run the import, you're just going to line up the column header with the field in FreedomSoft, and it'll automatically grab that column and put it in that line item when you do the merge. So it's a very simple process. But, yeah, I'm happy to help. So you guys reach out to me tomorrow.
Okay.
If you want me to chime in on that. So, all right, everybody.
Definitely.
Yep, good updates. Any questions, obviously, bring them into the coaching email. And thanks for hanging in with the change of day here. I don't plan on changing many of these, so we'll chat again here in a couple of days.
Okay.
All right.
Sound good? Cool. All right, everyone. Take care.
Bye.
Talk to you.
Okay.
See you. Bye.